evidence in relation to their statements and consider whether they should be prosecuted. That is a matter for the court. I should add that we have focused on the three of the top officials responsible for this area, but there are many, many statements by Israeli political and civilian leaders that incite genocide, and also by others, including some media commentators in Israel, that have been inciting genocide. So we just looked at the tip of the iceberg, and that is those at the very top of the command pyramid within Israeli society. The incitement to genocide is a separate standalone crime under the Rome Statute. And that's what we're focused on, that crime of incitement in naming them at the top of the pyramid of command. So it's up to the court, but we have provided the evidence in our report and we've made a recommendation to the court, and we will see what action the court takes.
Okay, thank you. Second row, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Jeremy Lange for the French Public Radio. Kind of a follow-up question to my colleagues' previous ones. Another way to ask you for that is, are you hoping that from now on, the UN, the Secretary General, the High Commissioner, will use the word genocide and not acts of genocide? And same thing for the state parties.
time, and the living is easy. It's a jumping, I know they're jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, he's so rich, and your mom, she's kind of pretty. So much now, little baby, and I'll hold you right. Oh, 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 no, 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 no. Thank you.
Russia.
رجال اليومين دول لا ولا ولا انتماء برنس ضرب رسول وكلهم شغل اللينز رجال اليومين دول لا ولا ولا انتماء برنس ضرب رسول وكلهم شغل باشا باشا انا مش هرشد والله ما اعرف باشا باشا انا ما اقول شيء باشا انا ما اعرفش حاجه باشا انا عايز امشي باشا
باشا باشا باشا
باشا
باشا
باشا عندي اخصامي بس اشنيشه على طول خلع الفيشه فيش فينا مخ لتفتيشك فيش فينا قلب لتلبيشه رميكوا في الزباله ما فيكوش ميزه وممس على اخواتي اللي في الجيزه انا مش شخصه فما فيش فيزا كل العيون زي موناليزا حبيبي
Right.
the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly.
Hello, I'm DJ Firefly. It's time for the Halloween edition of Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting off this show with Siram and the tune Burning People. From the release Tour de Trom XX